Amen. We must seek the Lord. We are to obey the Lord and put Him first in our life rather than chasing after possessions. Elimelech said, I can make more money down in Moab. How many times have we heard that?
Yeah.
I can make more money.
Uh-huh.
I went to nursing school, Sister Mary, all because I wanted to be a surgical nurse. I wanted to work in the operating room. I still love it today. I love operating room. I sat through an open heart surgery. I sat through a hammer toe. You know, as a nurse, you got to go through those surgical rotations. And that's why I went to nursing school. I wanted to be a operating room nurse. I wanted to work in OR. Well, I got in the hospital, Brother Tommy, and I got to working, you know, shift work. Most all hospital shift work, but at that time, I don't know what it is now, but if I wanted to be an OR nurse, I had to take straight evenings for a long time. They said it. I said, how long is it going to be? You know, I'd do it for a few months, try to get my foot in the door. They said at least a year, maybe longer. You got to work straight evenings. I weighed the cost out. I said, well, this is what I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to work in OR. Amen. But I finally weighed it out. And I said, I'd love to work in OR, but I love to go to church more. Thank God. I love to go to God's house more. And I tell you what I did. I worked on the floor and nearly hated it for 12 and a half years when I could have did something that I really like to do. All because I wanted to put God first. I come to tell you, church, you better put Him first. Somebody's getting ready to make a decision, and you better put God first. Incline thine heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covet. This Proverbs 19:1. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Great God, there is a secret of contentment. Amen. We are to realize the secret of true contentment. Philippians said, now I speak in respect of what? For I have learned, amen, in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am constructed, both how to be full and how to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. But he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Contentment does not arrive by chance, but I've got to learn to be content. I've got to make myself be content. If I always look off at others, if I'm always thankful for what I've got, I'll never be content.
You're right. Yeah.
We're looking at everybody else and be thankful for what God has given you. Amen.
Yes.
Some families are never content because they look off at others and they see a movie. They see the Hollywood scene. Oh, look, they got everything. They ain't got everything. They got every family's got issues.
You're right. Yep.
Sir.
Yeah, my kids yell and scream too. We gotta separate them sometimes. I won't tell who. Praise God. All of them usually. Woo! Praise God. Everybody's got issues. There ain't no Hollywood families. There ain't no Hollywood marriage. There ain't no Hollywood job. Hey God, what the movies proclaim, everything just perfect, hunky-dory. But thank God, I can learn to be content. Amen. I can say, Lord, I ain't got this and this and this, but here's what I do have. I've got enough to make me happy. I've got enough to make me excited about serving God.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Abraham was rich. Job was rich. David was rich. Solomon was rich. Some of the greatest men in the Bible was wealthy. But they controlled their wealth, and their wealth didn't control them.
Right.
Paul is stressing the importance of being grateful and content with food and raiment, with the basic needs, and everything else is bonus after that.
Yeah.
Amen. A man is wealthy in proportion to the number of things that he can do without. Man, what can you do with that?
I've heard Brother Don Rich talk about going over to them foreign countries and eating lizard meat.
Woo! Great God, monkey meat. Woo! He told this one story. I don't know if some of you remember. It was quite comical. He said, you know, you go over there, they ain't got Maytag washer and dryers. You know what they got? A creek. Hallelujah. He said he had this old young boy over with him. Now come on that trip. Amen. And you know, he done wore a couple of days worth of outfits, and I guess he is ready to get his clothes washed. Brother Rich said, oh, where's the washer? He went and looked, and he come back. He said, where's it at? I didn't see no washer. He said, right down there at the creek, get you a bar of soap, wash your clothes out, rinse them off in the creek. And that boy said, you got to be kidding me. Woo! Brother Rich said, I know how to do without. Amen. Hey, young boy, don't know how to do. Thank God we got a generation that don't know how to do without. Believe it or not, I remember, amen, a Johnny on the spot, yeah, right outside the church. Amen, we had an old outhouse. Great God, you had to hold your breath for at least a minute and make it quick. Get in and out. Hey, we need to learn to go back to the old days of doing without. Hey, we're too prospered. We're too blessed. And we can't do without.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! Hallelujah. If we lose, amen, them, we lose the ability to secure other things. A miser without food would starve to death, counting his money. A man is wealthy in proportion as the things he can do without. Hallelujah. By refusing to be content, people desires for more money, for more greed. What is greed? Greed guides us, amen, to deception and dishonesty. It leads us to lying and lust. It causes us to feed, amen, falsehood. It creates a need, amen, praise God, to be dissatisfied with the old. I want something new. Amen. It makes a need for us to worry about losing what we have and a need to worry about gaining more. Thank God that's what greed does. I don't want to be greedy, but I want to be godly.
Amen.
When people crave under the material, they soon lose their footing, fall into temptation.
Yeah.
A wrong view of the riches, amen, leads to bondage and not freedom.
Wow.
Instead of giving satisfaction, it creates additional desires. Instead of providing help and health, excess, amen, can hinder, hurt, and harm. There is nothing wrong in being wealthy as long as the wealth does not control you. And it becomes a source of a problem instead of a blessing. Most people today believe money brings happiness. How do we keep money in its proper perspective? Amen. Get on down here, verse number 7. I'm done. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
That brings money into perspective.
I didn't bring nothing, and I can't take nothing. Verse number 8, and having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. I must be content with what God has given me. Amen. Verse number 9, but they that will be rich fall into temptation. They like Elimelech who wanted to move down there and move his family into a sinful city. Amen. Because he wanted more, he lost everything because of the desire sucked him in. Amen.
Yeah.
Love God's work and God's people more than we do money.
Amen.
Freely share what you have with others in need. Our attitude should not be how much can I get, but how much can I give.
Yeah.
Lastly, verse number 10, for the love of money is the root to all evil. Paul is speaking against the love of money here. Money itself is not evil. Money can do great things. Listen what money can do. Money can support church ministries, church missionaries. It supports Christians, causes in government. It feeds the poor and the hungry. It helps medical assistance. It provides for the needs of your family. Amen. And others around you. Money can do great things, but greed can kill us. Amen.
Right. Right.
That desire for more, the grasp of greed is suffocating. Greed caused a man with many flocks and herds to steal a poor man's little lamb. Greed inspired Jezebel and Ahab to kill Naboth. Naboth only had one little vineyard. And Ahab had the whole kingdom. But because of greed, he wanted what Naboth had. And he killed a man. And he lost the kingdom all because of greed. Amen.
Right.
Lord, help us. The greed for money caused the rich young ruler to turn away from Jesus. Lord, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Don't kill, don't steal. Bear false witness. He got the list of the commandments. And boy, the more he listed the commandments, the more excited this young man got. This have I done from my youth up. Jesus said one more thing. One more thing. Go and sell what you got. Give to the poor. And you're going to inherit eternal life. And the Bible said this man was faced with the greatest decision of his life. Am I going to choose God? Or am I going to choose greed? Well, you know the outcome. This man, the Bible said, went away sorrowful, for he had much possession. He chose his possessions over God. Amen. And what he didn't realize is he lost his soul, and he lost out with God because he wanted things more than God.
Yes.
I've always believed with all of my heart, if the script had been flipped and this man would have given all that he had for the kingdom of God, we'd have read a second part of the story like Job. God would have raised this man up. He would have been wealthy. He would have possessed much. Amen. God would have used him to feed the hungry and the poor. Thank God, but he loved money more than God.
That's it.
I'm done. Greed caused Judas to betray Jesus for the price of a slave, 30 pieces of silver. Amen. I could not believe in betraying my master for 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave. Oh, God. Can you imagine? Here was the crown jewel in all of heaven. The angels in heaven gather around this jewel crying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And Judas sold him out for 30 pieces of silver, all because of greed.
Yeah.
I'm done. Amen. Greed causes marriage problems. It causes illegal actions, lying, ruthlessness, stealing, harming. I've even heard where people watch their parents or their grandparents and they die and they keep on raking that Social Security check. Amen. And grandma and grandpa have been dead for a long time and they done rotted and stink somewhere in the back room all because they want a little bit of money and they never report it. Woo! If we are to master money, instead of becoming its slave, we must get rid of the desire to be rich at any cost.
Yeah.
Amen. The word covet after in the Greek means to stretch oneself out to grasp. I'm going to stretch myself out just to get some more.
Yeah.
I'm going to stretch myself out and take a job where I can never come to the house of God to get more.
Come on.
I said, where's he at? That still bothered me. It still hurt me. Where's he at? You know how they do? Well, when a conversation starts off like that, you know it's in the wrong room. Well, we're sorry. And he's been working. And he ain't been here in a long time because he's working. Amen. Oh, I could make a lot more money on Sunday. Amen. I'm going to lay out on Sunday and work and make more money. Amen. Thank God. And then for you know it, my family's a wreck. My kids are a wreck. We don't have no importance on the house of God anymore. Thank God. I don't want to get out of whack. Amen.
Right. Right.
Be happy with what God's given you.
Yeah.
If you don't watch out, amen, you get so greedy. Watch that scripture over there said, it'll be like putting in a basket with holes. Amen, you try to get more and you realize you got less because it's a escaping out of the basket. Amen.
If you'll just do the will of God and give like God commands, amen, and live like God commands,
God somehow makes a way.
Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He makes a way.
Praise God.
Thank God.
Man, I feel the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to help somebody. Somebody's got a life-altering decision they're about to make. Has the Lord stopped calling men to preach? In the 1970s and 1980s, the most popular major, you know what it was through the 80s and through the 70s and 80s? One of the most popular majors, people wanting to go to seminary school to be a preacher. Now, several decades later, it's the least major. Nobody wants to be a preacher. Why? Because all the preachers have entered the business field. All the preachers have entered the money-making industry. Amen. The great God, has God quit calling men to preach? No. Amen. Men are not available for God to call anymore. They're too busy obtaining worldly possessions and worldly things. I got to end. I'm preaching longer than I usually do. But I come to tell somebody in this house tonight, it ain't going to turn out good. It didn't turn out for Elimelech. It didn't turn out for Lot. It didn't turn out for Judas. And it ain't going to turn out for you.
Praise
God.
Oh, God.
Colossians 3:1. If ye then being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Seek those things which are above. Seek those things which are above.
Yeah.
Seek those things.
Yeah.
And done. Which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. The result of wandering away from the faith is they are pierced with many sorrows and pains. They are plagued with the pangs of unrest and boredom and gloom, envy and dissatisfaction. Somebody help me up here, I'm done. A suicide letter and $30,000 was found in the pocket of a rich man who just committed suicide. The letter read as follows. I have discovered during my life that piles of money did not bring me happiness. I've taken my life because I can no longer stand the solitude and the boredom. When I was an ordinary workman in New York, I was happy. Now that I possess millions, I am infinitely sad, and I would rather die. This man did not know the secret of contentment that I'm preaching to you tonight.
Right.
Stand with me across this house. Somebody needs to make a decision right here tonight. What decision am I going to make? Am I going to make the decision to follow the Lord wholly, 100%? Am I going to make the decision to gain more of this world, more possessions, more fame, more money, more things? I read shortly, maybe weeks, several weeks ago, read where Publix, P-U-B-L-I-X, Publix Storage, is a booming business. They're not around here. They're in mostly bigger cities. Publix Storage, I think is how you spell it. Read this little thing. It's booming. It's one of the upcoming businesses in the country. Publix Storage. Heat and cool, you know, climate control and all that stuff. Even around here, you know, we've got these little storage buildings everywhere. I'm not trying to be too hard here. I realize some people live maybe where they don't even have room for an outbuilding. But if you got an outbuilding and it's full, and you got a garage and it's full, and you got to go rent you a building and it's full, you probably got too much stuff. You probably got too much stuff. Amen. Woo! Michelle and I cleaned our garage out last Saturday. We cleaned the house. We got rid of all kinds of stuff. I was embarrassed when the garbage truck showed up.
We had stuff talking about
that. I told Michelle, I said, that garbage man will never take all that stuff. Sure enough, they did, buddy. They took her. Amen. Stuff ain't what makes me happy. But what makes me happy is what I felt right here tonight. Come up here, Brother Keith. Help me here. I'm done. Walk up here and help me a second. Brother Anthony, You know what I felt? Brother JR, you folks come down here and help me. Amen. You know what I felt? I know I'm sweaty. He's rubbing my sweaty back. Amen. Put your arm around Brother Keith. You fellas come around here. You know what I felt tonight? I felt the power of God.
Yeah.
When we stand around our two brothers, we was praying back for Brother Keith back here. I felt the Holy Ghost. Woo! I'd rather feel that. Amen. You know what I felt now? Tomorrow about 11 o'clock, Brother Anthony's got to show up at the hospital.
Yeah.
Amen. And we already prayed, but I felt the Holy Ghost, Brother Tommy, when we laying hands on our brother. He's going to need our prayers tomorrow. He's going to need our backing right now. Amen. Great God. Brother JR's been through it. Amen. Had sickness and trials and tribulations. Been off work a long time. But thank God we need one. That's what I'd rather have. I'd rather feel the Holy Ghost, Brother Daniel. Thank God knowing I got somebody for me. Knowing I got somebody with me. Thank the whole world. Just give me Jesus. Let's gather out these altars right here tonight. I don't need the world. I need a brother. I don't need the world. I need a sister. I don't need possessions. I need the power of God. Amen. Turn loose and let the Lord come in the midst and help you.
Praise God.
Jesus, as a bird eats a tree.
Satisfies. Can you say amen?